We are at Nun Ches Amad Aleph. Shmuel Amar, Kavla de Avda Tnan. So the Gemara earlier had quoted about Bo that the kavul mentioned in the Mishnah is a woolen hat. Shmuel said it is the seal of a slave. That's what we were talking about. Did Shmuel say this? A slave could go out with the seal that's around his neck, but not with the seal that's on his clothing. So then how could he say that a kavul is referring to the seal of a slave? So there's no question. One is when it was made, his master made it for him, and that's when you can go out with the seal, because he won't take it off because he's afraid of his master, and therefore we're not worried he's going to carry it. But he made it for himself, right? So let everybody know who his master is, so he can like enjoy his master's protection. He can walk around and say, oh, this is I work for this guy. So then we're worried maybe he'll take it off because it was his own choice to put it on. How do you know that that's the situation of Shmuel? What case is that? If that's the case, then why can't he go out even with a seal on his clothing? I mean, if his master made it for him, he's not going to take it off. Dilma misak umirtas umikfalei umachas la'akasi, because we're concerned that maybe it will get cut off, and he'll be afraid of his master, so he'll fold it into his clothing and put it onto his shoulder so that his master won't see that he has no seal on his clothes. And this is Kedrivitza Bar Yosef, Don Rivitza Bar Yosef. This follows the opinion of Rivitza Bar Yosef in the name of Rav Yochanan. Have to be Talis Mekupelas, Munachas Lokasev, Bashamas Chayim Chatas. Then a person who goes out with clothing folded and hung over his shoulder on Shabbos is Chayim Chatas, since that's not the way that a person normally wears clothing, but rather the way a normal person normally carries stuff. It's like what Shmuel said to Rechina Bar Shela, Kulu Rabbanon, Debe Reish Galusa. Lo lifku bisarbale chasimi labarmi noctilokpedia lochtebe reish kubusa. So he said to him, all of the people in the household of the Reish Galusa that were connected, all the great rabbis, should not go out on Shabbos with garments with seals on them, you know, cloaks, that's a sarbal, a jacket with a seal on them, except for you, since the people in the Reish Galusa's house aren't particularly, a makbid on you. Gufa Amar Shmuel, Yotze Eved B'chosim Shavetavar, Lo B'chosim Shavetavar. Right, we said in the Gemara that Shmuel said that an Eved can go out with a seal that's around his neck, but not a seal that's on his clothing. Tanya Mihachi, Yotze Eved B'chosim Shavetavar, Lo B'chosim Shavetavar. There's also a brice that says just the same thing. Ramin, we have a question. Lo Yotze Eved B'chosim Shavetavar, Lo B'chosim Shavetavar. There's another place where it says an Eved should not go out neither with the one on his neck nor with the one on his clothes. V'zevazeh Mekabel Toma. Also, both of them aren't Mekabel Toma. Lo B'zug Shavetavar. Nor should he go out with a bell that was hung around his neck. Al Yotze B'zug Shavetavar. But he can go out with a bell that is on his clothing. And both the types of bells are mekabel tuma. Also, an animal shouldn't go out carrying any kind of seal on its neck or on its clothes. Nor with a bell that's on its clothes. Nor a bell around its neck. In mekabel tuma, and neither of them are mekabel tuma. Lema hada avad le rabbe hada David Yoshe. So maybe the brisa, which allows you to go out, is talking about where the master made it for him. And the other one is where he made it for himself, and that's the concern. Lo, no, even we could say like this: both cases are where his master made it for him. The question was it a seal that was made of metal, or was it a seal that was made of clay? So, like Rabbi said, that an object that the master is not particular about, an Eved could go out with it. And so the seal of clay, he's not as particular about. And this is reasonable. Neither of these are Mekabel Tuma. Yeah, if you say it's metal, Hanihud lo Mekabli Tuma, then I understand why they're not Mekabel Tuma. Hakelim did too Mekabli Tuma. Because these are objects that can't become tuma. If even vessels made of the same thing could become mekabel tuma. Yeah, b'shal titnan. But if you say they're made of clay, hanihud lo mekabel tuma hakelim ditu mekabel tuma. Then would you say it's only these? Like it's not just because they're a seal of clay. Nothing of clay is mekabel tuma. Even a kli made out of clay is not mekabel tuma. But danya kli avadim kli galon kli adam mekabel tuma lo midivitov demi sofrim el shamina shamatecha shamina. Because we know, right? If it's stone, dung, earth, none of these things can be mekabel tuma. Not midaraisa, not midaraisa. So therefore, we can know that it's talking about metal, And that's a good conclusion. So the slave can't go out with a bell around his neck, but he could go out with a bell that's around his clothes. What's it? Why can't he go out with a bell around his neck? Because maybe it's going to break and he's going to pick it up. So shouldn't we be concerned also that if he has a bell around his clothes, he's also if it breaks, then he's going to carry it on Shabbos? What are we worried about? Where the bell was woven into the garment. Taught anything that was already weaved in and sewn in is not considered. There was no gezeira about that. It's considered part of the clothing. The animal should not go out with the seal that's on its neck or on its clothes, and nor should it go out with a bell, either the bell around its neck or on its clothes, and neither one is mekabel tuma. Zug to behema im mekabel tuma. Do animal bells not, are they not mekabel tuma? Remember, zug shel behema tumeh. We learned that the bell of an animal can become tumeh. The shel delas tahar, but the bell of a door is tahar because it's considered part of the house, and therefore it's mechaber lekaka. Shel delas vasal the behema. If you took one from the door and you made it for an animal tumeh, then it's now able to become tumeh. Shel behema vasal the delas. If you took one from an animal and you fixed it to a door, afal pi she. Even though you attached the to the door and you nailed it in tame, it can still become tame. Because all kalim can only go down from their status of tuma. They can go down with their status through machshava, through just with thought. However, ein olin, they cannot go up midei tumasam from tuma ella b'shinui ma'isa. They require an action to change the physical status of the thing. Lo kasha. Depends whether it has an inbal or it doesn't have an inbal. Inbal is the thing that goes inside the bell that rings it back and forth. So the ringer of the inside of the bell. So I don't understand. If it's a kli, so then, right? The Gemara says, I don't understand. If it's a kli, then what's the difference if it has a inbal? Right? Ilav. And if it's not a kli, inbal mashali mana, does the ringer on the inside make it a kli? Says Gemara, and yeah, actually it does. That decides it. How do we know that a person who produces sound, like a metal vessel that produces sound, sound can be produced, is considered tamei? Shnei kol damar shiyavu ba'esh, tamei ba'esh, afilu dibur, yavu ba'esh. Everything that passes through fire, you should make it pass through fire. So every davar means even speech. In other words, if an object speaks, meaning makes a sound, then you shall pass it through fire to purify it because it's already considered a kli. My ukimta, less like inbal. So what do we say? We said that it's when it doesn't have a ringer on the inside of the bell. Ema mitziyasa. So then let's look to the middle over there. V'lobazuk shibit savaro. It said, not the bell around its neck, but you could go out with the bell that's right, that's on its clothing. Both of them are mekabel tuma. Either less lahu inbal mi mekabel tuma. Wait a minute. If you said that it's when it doesn't have a ringer on the inside, then how could it be mekabel tuma? V'raminu ha'osin zogin lemachteshes. A person who makes bells for the machteshes, that's the thing that you would use to crush spices. It's called a mortar. It goes with a pestle. V'la arisa, or for a cradle, ulamitbachos svarim, or for the mantles of books like Torah scrolls, ulamitbachos tinokos, or for the coverings of small children, yeshalhem inbal tmein, enlam inbal tahar, and it would depend if they have a ringer on the inside, they're tamein, if not, they're tahar, nitlu inbalehen, but if they're inbal was taken out, adayin tumason alehin, their tumah remains upon them. Hanimi the batinuk, so he said, well, that's only true regarding bells of a small child. The reason that you put those bells around the child is to make noise, aval gadol, but for an adult, tachshit hule, then it's just a decoration. Aval gav deles le inbal, wasn't ever there to make noise, and that's why it doesn't have an inbal in it. Amar mar, nitlu inbalehin, if the inbals got taken out, Adayin tumasan alehin. Then their tuma still remains upon them. So Gemara wonders, lamai chazu, what are they useful for? after you take out the ring of regal. Right, hol sheha head yod yachal lachziru. Since any normal person can just replace the in ball into the bell. Therefore, if an easy person, according to Abaye, any vessel that comes apart, if it's easy to reassemble, it doesn't require an expert, then it's not considered broken. Masiv Rava, hazug v'ha in bal chibur. Rava asked a question. We know that the zug, which is the bell, and the in ball inside, is considered a connection. Therefore, if they get detached, then it should be considered broken. V'kitem hachikamer. And if you say that what it means is afal gav de lo mechaber kimad mechaber. I mean, if you say that what it means is that even though they're not literally attached permanently, you're considered attached. Ratanya maspara shel prakim veizmal shel rahitani chibur latoma vein chibur lahaza. When you talk about a pair of scissors that are made of two different parts, or the blade of a like some carpenter's thing, which can be removed from its handle, some sort of utensil, they're considered connected for tumah, but they're not considered connected regarding the sprinkling of water on it in order to make it tahar. Why paradum? V'amrina malashach. We say, well, I don't understand. Ichibuhu, if it's considered one thing afilu lahazo, then it should be the same even for the sprinkling of the waters of paradum. V'ilo chibuhu, and if it's not considered an attachment afilu tumah namilo, then for tumah it should also not be considered an attachment. Rabbi Dvar Torah. Rabbi said, according to the Torah, b'shas malach chibur mein l'tumah mein l'hazo. When it's being so like this, b'shas melacha, when it's being used, so then it's considered attached, whether regarding tumah, whether regarding sprinkling. Shelo b'shas melacha, when it's not being used, eno chibur, it's not considered an attachment, not for either one. V'gozer al tumah shelo b'shas melacha, mishum tumah shi b'shas melacha. They made a gezerah on tumah when it's not being used, because of tumah when it is being used. Val hazah shu shoshahi b'shas melacha, mishum hazah shelo b'shas melacha. They also made a gezerah regarding sprinkling, the mechatas, when it's being used, right, because of what the status would be when it's not being used. Therefore, if when it comes to tumah, so then they said one chumrah, and then when it came to hazah, they even added an additional chumrah. Elo amar Rava, but rather Rava said, the way to explain it is like this. Nun tes amad aleph. Hov roi lakisho agave cheres. It's considered a vessel, since a bell without an inbal is still useful to bang it on a piece of earthenware, meaning you can produce sound from the outside of it or by banging it on its own. It can be used for its original purpose. It might not be a revir yosi, brevi chanina, hov roi lakisho agave cheres. He said the same thing. He said it could be used to give a child to drink water, so it can be used as a cup. Does Rabbi Yochanan not require it to be used similar to its original purpose? Etc. It says, so it says any like bed or something, and every vessel that a zav is sitting on is going to be tame. So I might have thought, if you overturned something the size of a saw and sat on it, kafa tarkav v'yashav aleha, or something the size of a tarkav and sat on it, yehei tameh, that it would be tameh. Tamalomar asher yeshav alav azav. It has to be something that the zav sat on, mishum yochad yeshiv. It has to be something that you normally sit upon, not just like some bucket. Amod v'nasav alachtenu. Not something where other people would say, come on, get up, so we can go back to work with our vessel. If it's primarily used for things other than resting on, then it is not considered that sort of a kli. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar Omer, b'midrasos omrim amod v'nasam lachtenu, v'in omrim b'tavimeis amod v'nasam lachtenu. So, Rabbi Elazar says, with regard to tumas medris, which is like stepping on it, walking on it, so the halachas relating to Azav or Anida who sits down, we say this rule of amod v'nasam lachtenu, that if somebody would say like, hey, give it to me, and then it's tar, but Rabbi Yochanan says, right, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, af omer b'tame meis, amod v'nasam lachtenu, we also say, regarding tumas meis, the same svara of get up and we'll do our labor, and therefore, according to his opinion, even if it's no longer, it could be used for an additional use, it would be considered broken. Therefore, the bell, which is no longer used for ringing, can still remain tahor, even though it remains, usable for drinking water. So we have to switch around the opinions. Says Gemara, Epa Kamaisa. So you switch around the opinions. My chazis, right? And therefore, it was not Rabbi Yochanan who gave this reason, but it was Yosi Rabbi Chanina. So we say, well, my chazis, Epa Kamaisa. Why switch that first story around? Fits with the second one. Epa Pashas, let's switch the names. And the second story ran, so it fits to the first one. So we say, Hashemin le'Rabbi Yochanan debay me'ein melech mishinu, because we have another place where we learn that Rabbi Yochanan requires that be similar to the original use. Titania sandal shel behema shel mateches tame. An animal's shoe that's made of metal, like a horseshoe or something, can become tame. L'may chazi, amar rav, ro'i lishtos bo mayim b'milchama. What other use could there be for a horseshoe? So he said a person could drink water in a war, meaning in a time when there's an urgency, when there's nothing else to drink from. A person could rub oil on his body with it during a war. He says, or a person could use it himself as a shoe in war. If he flees from the battlefield, he puts it on his foot, and then he can run over thorns and thistles. So that, says Rabbi Yochanan, is similar to its original labor of protecting the horse's foot. Now it protects the human foot, but it allows running. My bein Rav Rav Chanina, ikibinat demias. What's the distinction between Rav and Rav Chanina? Like I said, the practical difference is where the shoe is disgusting and really filthy, dirty. So a person wouldn't drink water from it, but they might be able to rub, a lotion on with it. But either way, there's a difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina. There's a difference between them where the shoe is very, very heavy. So you could use it for spreading oil, but you can't run with it because it's too heavy for a human being. Animal's a lot stronger and be able to walk with it. Below Be'ir Shel Zav. We said a woman couldn't go out on Shabbos wearing a city of gold. My Be'ir Shel Zav. What is a city of gold? It's a Jerusalem of gold. It's like a tiara that had Yerushalayim's skyline on the top of the tiara. Like the one that Rabbi Akiva made for his wife. So a woman cannot go out. The Rabbanan taught with a city of gold, and if she goes out with it on Shabbos, she's chayev chatas. So Rabbi Akiva lo teitze. The Chum says she shouldn't go out, but if she does go out, she's Pater. Rabbi Lezer says, she's allowed to go out. It's not done anything wrong. She does. My commitment. What is the disagreement based upon? Rabbi Meir says it's carrying. You're carrying a burden. It's not clothing. Rabbi Rabbanan says it's a tachshit. Who? Rabbanan hold that it's a tachshit, right? It's jewelry, and that therefore it would be okay. But we're concerned. It's an ornament, right? But we're concerned. Dilma sholfa umechavia le ve'asil asu. We'll say, well, she's going to take it off to show it to someone else, and then she's going to wind up carrying it. Let's just have man dirke le mefak beir shelzav. So man darka le mefak beir shelzav. Who is the sort of person to go out with a city of gold ornament? Ish chashuva. It's an important woman. The ish chashuva lo sholfa umechavia. An important woman does not remove ornaments and start showing them off to others. She's more dignified than that. Klila, a Kalila, Rav Asar Ushmul Shai. So a Kalila is another sort of crown-like ornament. So Rav says you can't go out with it. Shmuel says you could. De Aniska, with a Kalila that's made of Aniska, right? That's made of Niska, which is metal. Everyone agrees. Kuli alma lo pligi das. Everyone says it's no good. Ki pligi de aruksa. Where they disagree is when it's like woven fabric that has metal in it or something. Mar sover an aniska ikker. So he says the metal is the primary. Mar sover aruksa ikker. And the others, right? Shmuel holds that the woven fabric is the primary thing. Vashi Masa the Kula. Rav Ashi taught this disagreement with a more Kula Dika approach, and he said like this: everyone would agree that a Kalila of woven fabric would be permitted. Keep flicking down this. What they're arguing about is the middle one. So one says maybe you're going to take it off and show it to you. So who goes out with a klila? Ish chashuva. This is only an important one. Ish chashuva l'shalfa mechavi. An important woman would never take it off her ornaments and start showing them to other people. Amrle Rav Shmuel bar bar chana the Rav Yosef. Rav Shmuel, this bar bar chana said to Rav Yosef, beferish amarta lan mishmei de Rav klila shari. You explicitly told us the name of Rav that a klila is permitted. Amrle the Rav. So they said to Rav, also gav Rav aricha l'arda umitla. A tall man who was limping came to Narda. Vidarsh, and he taught klila shari, klila is permitted. Amr man gav Rav aricha ditla. Levi, he thought, said to himself, who's this great man? It's obviously Levi. Therefore, Shmami Nachnaf Sheh to Rav Afas. So I can conclude that Rav Afas passed away. V'yosur Chanina Bereshir. Chanina is sitting at the head. V'lo havalei inish l'levi l'meisav gabei. And Levi didn't have anybody else to learn from. V'kotzil hacha. And therefore he came here. Maybe Rav Chanina died. Rav Afas kid koi, and Rav Afas was still alive. How he knows? Because maybe went there. And if it is true that Rav Chanina died, Levi there be Afas mikaf avakayefle. So he says because if he would have died, Levi would have been, you know, submitting himself to Rav Afas. He would have been, you know, subject to his authority. Also, couldn't be that Rav Chanina died and never was in charge of the yeshiva. Did he have a nafshe to Rabbi Amar Chanina Rabbi Chama Yeshiva Rosh? Because there had been a prediction that when Rabbi was dying, he would say Chanina Rabbi Chama will sit at the head. It says about tzaddikim that you will decree a saying, and it will be established for you. Darish Levi Nahardah, Klila Shari. Levi taught at Nahardah that Klila crown is permitted. Nafok Estrin V'arba Klila Mikuli Nahardah. So that Shabbos, 24 women went out into public from Nahardah wearing these things. Darish Rabba Avua B'Mechuzah Klila Shari. He said Klila is permitted in Mechuzah. Nafok Tameh Shari Klila Mechada Mavua. And 18 women wearing Klilas came out just from one small, like, alleyway street. So this was like apparently a wealthier city, and more people there owned jewelry. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kamra Shrei. They said, like a gilded belt. So that's called a Kamra, this special belt. A woman is permitted, it's Shrei. Ikeda Amri de Arkusa. Some say it's a woven belt. Some say it's just exactly the same as a gilded talis, a gilded like a cloak that a person would wear. Ikeda Amri Daniska. Others say it was actually made completely out of metal, a metal belt. And some say it's permitted just like a belt of kings that's made entirely of gold. Amar Ravina Ravashi, Kamra Eloi Hemyone Mai. What's the story with going out with a gilded belt over a regular belt? What's a halacha? So Amalei Trei Hemyone Kamra. You're basically saying a person going out with two belts, and that's unusual, and therefore one of them is considered a burden. You're not allowed to do that. Amar Vashi. Rashi said, "Hai Risoka, a short cloak. I isle mafrichyasa, if it has these short straps to tie it with, showing then it's good. Otherwise, it's not. Velo bekatla. We also said that a woman can't go on Shabbos with a katla. My katla. What's a katla? Menakta pari. It's like a bib that hangs around the neck. Nizamim nizme haaf. When we say nizamim, we mean nose rings. She can't go out with nose rings. A woman can't go out with a ring that has no seal on it. So if it does have a seal on it, then she's chayev to bring a chatas. You see, apparently it's not considered an ornament. The ornaments of women are tamei. Here's the list of tazinos. When it lists the list of things that are considered women's ornaments, it's in there. Rosera said this is no problem. Harav Nechemia, Harabban. One is Rav Nechemia, who says in the Mishnah in Kalim that there's no distinction between the rings. That's So Reb Nechemia doesn't hold like that. He holds that there is a distinction. That's our Mishnah. And the Rabbanon are like that Mishnah that says that there is no distinction. Titania, he shall mateches v'chosoma shall almog tmeya. If a ring was made of metal and seal was made of coral, it's tame. He shall almog. If it's made of coral, v'chosoma shall mateches tahora. And then it's right, and this the signet part is made of metal. It's tahor. Reb Nechemia mitam. Reb Nechemia says it's tamei shahir. Reb Nechemia over tamas halach achachosama. That a ring is defined by its chosam, its signet part. But all halach achar simlonov. And also with regard to the yoke of an animal, you follow its rods. So they would put these rods in the yoke to fasten it to the animal. And the rods determine whether the yoke can become tamei or not.
Okay, Samach Amad Aleph Bekolov, Halech Achar Mas Marosov. When it comes to a hanging board, follow the nails on which the objects hang. Besulam Halech Achar Shlivosov. When it comes to a ladder, follow the rungs. Be'arsa Halech Achar Shal Shalosov. When it comes to a large scale, follow its change. It's chains. So these are like the chains of a large wooden scale. Be'chamer Omer HaKol Halech Achar HaMa'amid. Everything follows the supports. The question is, do you look at what the function is, the most significant item of the function, or do you look at the structure and the most significant, like what's the thing that gives it structure, the maimed, that which it supports. Rav Amar L'Sadam Kotani, Yesh L'Chosam Tachshit Ish, Ein L'Chosam Tachshit Isha. Rav says that these halachos are taught regarding different circumstances. If it has a seal on it, then it becomes impure. That's a man's ornament, right? And then it does not have a seal on it, becomes impure. That is a woman's ornament. Menachem Bar Yitzchak Amar, Tuma, a Shabbos Karamis. Are you raising a question between Tuma and Shabbos? Tuma, Kli Maisa Rachman. When it comes to Tuma, the Torah explicitly says vessels with which work is done, the Klihu. Shabbos, Misham Moser Rachman. Shabbos, the relevant principle is whether or not it's considered a burden. In Lachosam Tachshit, if it doesn't have a thing, it's considered a tachshit. Yesh l'chosam, but if it does have a seal on it, then it's considered a burden. The Mishnah said a needle that doesn't have the hole in it. L'may chazi, what use is a needle without a hole in it? Rav Yosef, hol visho geres basara, because a woman will use that kind of pin as a hair pin. Amalei abaye utihi kaviris tehora v'tishtere. We should let the needle be like a pure garter. Some kind of a strap that ensures like a garter that a woman's socks won't fall down. So she'll have to go and shout probably right or Shazarab Manchadis for such a thing. And for reasons of modesty, a woman's not gonna take it off or display it. So same thing. Elotikum Ravanda ne Nar Sha'a Kamedra of Yosef, Hal Visha Khalakas Basaira. Since a woman parts her hair with it, so she uses this kind of needle as a brush or something. Shabbos Machazi, what's the use for it on Shabbos? Amar Tatz Shal Zahav Yeshla Al Rosha. There's a gold plate at the other end of the needle. So on a weekday, Bechol Cholakas Basaira, she uses it to part her hair. B'Shabbos Meinichasa Keneged Padachta. On Shabbos, she inserts the needle into her head, or whatever she's covering her head with, and puts the gold plate against her forehead for decoration. Says the Mishnah, a person should not go out with a spiked sandal. We're going to explain that. A person shouldn't go out with a single sandal when there's no wound on his foot. He shouldn't go out with his tefillin. He's not allowed to go with an amulet that's not a professional amulet. He can't go out with shiryon, kastar, magafayim. We'll explain that in the Gemara. The imyotza in a chayev chatas. If he did go out with those things, he's not chayev echatas. Saddle him some of my time. What's the reason not to go out with a spiked saddle? Mishmul shilfei hashmad hayu. So these who eluded the decrees of shmad hayinechban be meara. So they would hide in a cave. The amru hanichnas yikanes vayotza al yetze. So. The person coming into the cave can come in. One seeks to leave the cave, wasn't allowed to leave. So when you're leaving, you have no, because you have no way to know if the enemy was outside. So nehepach sandalo shel echad mehem. It happened once that one of their shoes was reversed, and the front of it was in the back, and therefore kasvurin heim echad mehem yatsu. So it looked like the footsteps actually looked like the footprints of someone leaving, and they thought one of the people had left, and then they were scared that that enemies are now coming to kill them. The fear and petrification actually caused more in fighting and killing amongst themselves than the enemy itself. Sometimes when there's something to be threatened by, the fright and confusion that it causes in people is even more destructive than the thing itself. Rabbi Loi ban Elazar, or Rabbi Ma'ar HaYoshin, they were living in a cave. He says, V'shamu kol me'al gabei ha-ma'ar. They heard a sound of a spiked sandal walking above the cave. And they assumed, because of that loud noise, like cleats or something, right? So they heard the clip-clop. And they got into fights, and they got worried and nervous, and that nervousness caused them to fight with each other, and they killed more people than any enemies had ever killed them. Rami Bar Yecheskel Amar. Rami Yecheskel says a slightly different version. But they were sitting in the synagogue, in the shul. V'shamu kol me'achar beis haknesses. They heard a sound from behind the shul. They thought the enemies were coming to get them. The people in the shul killed one another out of the fear they got in this fight. At that time, they said a person should not go out with a spike sandal. So then this is nothing. It's not unique to Shabbos. Even the weekday shouldn't do this. So the story happened. It was on Shabbos. So therefore, they said you shouldn't wear it in exactly the same kind of circumstances. B'yom tov lishtere on Yantif should be permitted. Alamatan, why does the Mishnah say Samachem Beis Meshalchen Kilim B'yom tov Bein Tfur and Bein She'enon Tfur? Avalos Sandal Masumer V'lo Minol She'enon Tov B'yom tov. You can send garments to somebody as a present on the festival. Right on the festival days on Yom Tov, whether they are sewn, whether they're not sewn. Because it can be used on Yantif. But you can't send a spiked sandal or an unsewn shoe since you're not going to be able to use them on Yantif. B'Shabbos my time adika ki nufya. So what's the reason that they said not to wear sandals on Shabbos? Because a lot of people get together. So B'Yantif nami adika ki nufya also. There's a lot of people getting together. And then it should be also. Tainas tzibur adika ki nufya litzar. So we said, sorry. So that was an answer. Meaning on Shabbos, there's no Isser. There's an Isser because people are together, so Yantif too, so therefore they made it in Yantif too. But so we say, wait a minute, Tainat Tzibur, what about a public fast, which is not Shabbos Yantif? Is that as prohibited? Maisi Gev Kinufi de Isur. Hacha Kinufi de Hetera Have. So we say, listen, when it happened, there was a day, it was a time when everyone was gathered together, unlike a holiday when things are prohibited, Shabbos or Yantif, so they're similar, but we wouldn't extend that all the way until Kenefi Detera, gathering of a day where there's no Issur Melacha. Filu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, da'amar la'asu ela b'yardein u'besvin ha'ukumai yishalaya. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, said that what happened is there was a story where the Afer Parah, right, the ashes of the Paraduma, once taken across the Yardane in a boat, and Tumah was found at the bottom of the boat, and they wanted to make the Gezerah that you shouldn't take over bodies of water, Afer Parah, and Rechamim Akiva said that it's only whenever there's like a takana made in response to a specific event, they're only applying exactly those circumstances, and so he said they only prohibited specifically the Jordan River, specifically in a boat, just like the exact story. Aval Yom Tov v'Shabbos ki adadinu did not even Shabbos Yom Tov v'Eloch and Shabbos. So Shabbos Yom Tov are considered like one thing. There's minor halachic differences between them, and that's why. Amar Yonah Mashul l'Shana l'Chazek Aval Lanoi Mutter. It's only prohibited to put when the nails are put into the sandal to strengthen it, but if they're put into it for beauty, it's permitted. V'Kama Lanoi, how many is considered for beauty? It's 5 on this one, 5 on that one. Rechanina Mashavaz, 7 on this one, 7 on that one. Rabbi Yochanan, Roshem Ba'aba, Azbrolach. Rabbi Yochanan, Roshem Ba'aba, I'll explain to you. Lididi, Shtaimikan, Shtaimikan, Ve'echad, Betraci Yosav. From, I say, 2 are put on this side, on the outer side, right? 2 are put from here on the inner side. It's like one near the toes, one near the heel, and then on the other side, one near the toes, one near the heel, and one by the straps. But Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh Mikan, Shalosh Mikan, Achat Shiasa. For him, it's 3 and 3 here, 3 here, and 1 for the straps. Mesve Sandal, Anota, Osolo, Sheva, Divir Rav Nasan, Verebi Matur, Bishalosh Esrei. Can I ask a question? There's a brayta that says for an uneven sandal Hanota, right, the soles are crooked, so you can make 7 nails in the bottom to straighten it, and then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Nasan's opinion. And Rabbi Nasi says with 13 nails. Bishal Rav Chanina, Chudam Rav Nasan. I understand, according to Rav Chanina, he said, like Rav Nasan. However, Rabbi Yochanan, Dama Kaman, who is he going like? Who Dama Kriv Norai? He's following Rav Norai. The Tanya Norai, Chamesh Mutar Vesheva Asur. He says 5 is okay, 7 is no good. I'm like, Eifa l'Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Said Eifa to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Atun Talmidid Rabbi Yochanan, Avidu Kriv Yochanan. Anan, Avidu Kriv Chanina. You are students of Rabbi Yochanan, you got to do like Rabbi Yochanan, but we are going to go like the opinion of Rabbi Chanina. Bamine Rav Huna Berevashi, Chamesh Mahu. He said, what's the story with 5? What's the halacha? Amalei, afilu sheva mutar. He said, even 7 is permitted. Teshamai. He said even 8 is prohibited. Never mind 9. Bamine hahu rats ana me Rabbi Ami. A certain shoemaker asked Rabbi Ami the following question: if a person, he asked him, tafim b'vnei mahu, if a person sewed the sole and attached it from the inside, what would be the halacha? Amalei motor v'lo yadan my time. Rami said to him, it's okay, but I don't know why. Amravashi v'lo yadan my time. Rashi said, and you don't know why? It's obvious. Given the tough move nim, have they minnow? Once you saw it from his inside, it's not a sandal anymore, it's called a shoe. Sandal is like a sandal like shoe. Min al is more of a shoe. But sandal goes rebana, rebana le megzera about a sandal. But min al goes rebana, they didn't make a decree about a complete shoe. Bamanir of Amma, Barzavna, Rabba Arvina. Rabba Arzavda asked a question for Abba Arvina. Asu kemin kalbus mahu. If you made the nail shaped like tongs, so like you bent the nail with two sharp ends sticking both ends into the sandal, right? It's like a staple. I'm really mutter, so that's okay. Yitmanami, Amar of Yossi, Merebi Chanina. Aso kamin kalbus mutter. He also said if it was shaped like tongs, it's permitted. Amar Sheshes, Chipohu kulo bimas maros, kadeshlote karka ochlaso mutter. So if you cover the entire sole nail so that the ground will not wear it away, that's also mutter. You shouldn't go out with a spiked sandal. And they said, right, the Bais says similar. You shouldn't walk with it, even from one house to the next, even from one bed to another bed, or one couch to another couch to another couch. But you can move it if you want to cover a kli with it. You can use that sandal, right, to cover a vessel or to support the legs of a bed. He says you can't. Nashru rov mas merosh mishnai bo arbo chamesh mutter. But if most of those nails fell out and there's only 4 or 5 left, then it's mutter. Rabbi matter at shev. Rabbi says you can move it until there's 7. Chipo bo ormil mat of a kavlo mas meros. If a person covered it with leather from the bottom and then put the nails in from the top, mutter, it's permitted. Aso kamin kalvus, if he made it like tongs, o kamin tas, or like some kind of a platter, o kamin yosed, or like a peg, o shikvo kulu b'masmeros, kadesh lo tekako potz mutter. Or if you covered the whole thing with nails so that the ground wouldn't eat it, it's mutter. So right, so aso kamin kalbus, o kamin tas, o kamin yosed, right? If you made it like a tong or platter or a peg, we said, o shikvo kulu b'masmeros kadesh lo tekako chel, so you put nails on the whole bottom so that the ground wouldn't wear it away. Mutter, it's permitted. Hagufa kasha. So we say that itself is difficult to understand. Amrit nashu rov masrosov avgadish rabbi tuva. We said that if most of them fell out, even if there's plenty of nails left, the other tani arbo chamish and tefelo. And then we said 4 or 5, yes, but otherwise no. Amrishesh lakasha kansha nig mamu kansha neku. The question is where they were broken, like the heads of the nails, I guess, were broken off or something, and most of it remained in there. And one is where they were totally removed. Arbo chamish mutter hashta chamish shari arbo mamu. So what's 4 or 5? I mean, if it's 5, then why mention 4? Depends on the size of the shoe. A smaller shoe would be 4, a bigger shoe would be 5. Rab Matar at Sheva, Rebbe Matar at Sheva, Batani Rebbe Matar at Shlosha say. Note Shani. So Rebbe said until 7, didn't we say he said until 13? So the question is an uneven sole. Since they're there for the purpose of like straightening the sole out, so it's not considered a spike saddle. Hash, that's as lucky. Once you get to this point, Rebbe Yochanan, Nami Lokasha, Nota Shani. So you can also say Lefi Rav Yochanan. Same thing, there's no contradiction because when it's uneven, that's the difference. Amar Rav Masna, Amar Lam Rav Ach Devui Bar Masna, Amar Rav Masna. Either Rav Masna said himself or his son said in his name, Rav Ach Devui. In Alach Rav Lazar Rishim, and Alach is not like Rav Lazar Rishim, Shita. Yachar Rav Lachar Rav, obviously the Alach is not like him because he's the minority. And then we always follow the majority. Mao Detem, Mr. Abatam, Rav Lazar Rav Rishim, Beha Kamash Malan. You might think because his reasoning is more reasonable, makes more sense, so we might follow him. Even so, we don't follow him. Over here, if not for the fact that people would call me the Babylonian who's, you know, who matirs things, Shireina Beituva, I would permit even many more nails into a spiked sandal. The comma, how many? But Pumbedisa Amrin Eshin V'Arban. Pumbedisa, they said 24. Pesura Amrin Eshin V'Tartin. They said 22. Amrachav Yitzchak V'Siman Aich. V'Ikon Rerus Adonasi Pumbedisa L'Sura Chasar Tarti. Until Rechia came from Pumbedisa L'Sura, he lost 2 nails from his shoe. So since the route that Rechia took from Pumbedisa Tarti saw passed through Sura, right? You could remember this by saying that due to the rigors of the journey, 2 nails fell out of his sandal. You know, it was a difficult journey. B'lo B'Yachad V'Zman Shein B'Raglo Maka. I was taught Right, we said the Mishnah, you can't go out with a single sandal if there's no wound on the person's foot. Samach aleph amid aleph hayesh raglamata nafik. That means if there is a wound on a person's feet, he could go out. Bahaminau nafik. So with a sandal on which feet, which of his feet does he go out? Ravuna ba'osish shemaka, the one that has a wound. Almukasavar sandal shem tsar ovid. He holds a sandal is made for the purpose of avoiding pain. Right, a person generally wears a sandal, so he shouldn't have to step on stones. Right, and so forth. V'chibar ba'osish ein ba'maka. He also said he goes out on the foot that does not have a wound on it. The reason you wear a sandal is to provide you comfort on a healthy foot, but if you have a maka, and it does not look weird, because the foot that has a wound on it, the wound shows that you wouldn't be able to wear a sandal, right? He has a cast, he has something on the foot. And it's clear that he left the other sandal at home. Rabbi Yochanan also holds right, I should have explained before, because the issue was that a person who's wearing one sandal, people will suspect that he's carrying the other one, and so so now that your person has a bandage on it, so we're not concerned about that. Okay, Rav Yochanan Tzavar lo Hadar Rav Huna. Also, Rav Yochanan holds like that opinion of Rav Huna. Double Rav Yochanan le Rav Shem and Bar Abba. Yochanan said to Rav Shem and Bar Abba, Havli Misanoi Yohev le de Yemin. He said, give me my sandal. He gave him the right one. Amalei Asisu Maka. He said, "You've made this foot as the one with a wound, because Rabbi Yochanan held you have to put your left shoe on first. For example, his right shoe on is not supposed to put on his left shoe afterwards. So by handing him the right one, he's forcing him to go out with one sandal, making people think that he has a wound on his foot." V'dilma kechia bar Rav. So really, maybe he holds a kechia bar Rav. V'halikam, and here's an idea: Asisa shal small Maka, and he's saying by handing me the right shoe, you're making it like my left foot, which I have no shoe, is the one with the wound. So you don't know which foot would have been assumed to be the wounded one, when a person's only wearing one. Sadly, you still don't, can't prove anything for that. Rabbi Yochanan Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan will be following his normal reasoning. That Rabbi Yochanan ketfilin kach menol, that the same way a person puts on tefillin, just like shoes, matfilin besmol, af menol besmol, just like when you put on your tefillin, you put the left arm first. So to win shoes, you begin with the left shoe. Meis v'kashu no shoe min v'achar no shoes. But wait a minute, we know that when you tie your shoe, you're supposed to tie on, or when you put your shoe on, right? You put on first your right shoe, and only afterwards the left shoe. Rav Yosef, Hashda Tani Hachi. Now we say this: Amar Yochanan Hachi, David Hachi, Avid with the Avid Hachi, Avid. So now that we've taught the Brisa this way, and Rav Yochanan said the Halacha the other way, so whichever way you do, each custom has a reasonable basis. Some of the Abayim, Zomar Rav Yochanan, Hamas Nisan Lahav Shmuel, Yav Shmuel Hadabay. Maybe Rav Yochanan hadn't heard this Brisa, and if he'd heard it, he would have retracted his opinion. Inam Shmuel, or maybe he knew about it because of it in Halacha Zemishah. Maybe he disagreed with it. Amenach Yitzchak, Yerushmaim Yotzei De Shnehen. A person who has the fear of God should go out of his way to fulfill both opinions. Who was that person who had the fear of God? Yirei Shemaim Yatsa, I guess Yidei Shneihem, right? The person who had the fear of heaven went out of his way to be motzi, to be yotzi both of them. And who was this? Manu Mar Berei de Ravina. It was Mar, the son of Ravana. Hechi Avid, what did he do? Siyim diyamin v'lo katar. He would put on his right shoe, but he wouldn't tie it. Siyim dismalei v'katar. He put on his left shoe. He would tie that one. V'hadar katar diyamine. Then he would tie his right shoe. Ravashi, chazin lev kahana to lo kapit. But I saw Rev Kahana, who wasn't concerned about this. Harman gishu no nol shiyamin v'achach nol shasmal. We learned, you first put on your right, then you put on your left. Gishu chot, you take it off, chot shasmal. First, take off your left, and afterwards you take off your right. Kishu rochets, and a person washes his feet. Rochets shiyamin v'achar rosh shasmal. First, wash your right foot, then your left foot. Kishu sach, and a person puts on, you know, cream or oil or something. Shiyamin v'achar rosh shasmal. First, right, then left. Harotz lasach kol guf. A person wants to put oil on his entire body. Sach rosho tchila should first put the shampoo right the into his hair. Neshu hu melech al klevar, because the head is the king over all the other body. Below with tefillin, but not with tefillin. Amar of safra. So you could go out in tefillin. Rav Safra explained, "Lo tamad libud amadam Shabbos loves on tefillin." This is not just according to the opinion that Shabbos is not an appropriate time to put on tefillin, and not to put them on Shabbos. El afilu amadam Shabbos on tefillin. Who even according to the opinion that would say that you are supposed to put on, you could put on tefillin on Shabbos. Lo yatsi. You still can't go out wearing them. Because maybe come to carry them in Rishas HaRabim. Vika demaskal ha-sefer. Some people say it's on the sefer v'yatsa. Ain't a chayav chatzis. If a person goes out, he's not chayav chatzis. Amar Safra, lo tamad libud amadam Shabbos man tefillin. That's not only according to the opinion that Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. Even according to, in other words,
the fact that when you're not chayav chatas is not just because of according to a person who says Shabbos is not a time for tefillin. Even according to the Shabbos is a time for tefillin. Even according to one who says Shabbos is not a time for tefillin, you're still not considered carrying enough to have to bring a korban. Eino chayav chatas. You don't. My time at derech mal b'shavi. Because at the end of the day, if you're wearing tefillin, it's like wearing it as clothing, and therefore mid oraisa, it's not going to be a problem. V'lo b'kameya b'zman sheinu min mumcha. Also, you can't go out with an amulet if it's not written by an expert. Amar papa lo tema de mumcha gavra, mumcha kameya. Don't say that it has to be an expert, and the amulet is also proven effective. Ella, kiven the mumcha gavra, if the person himself is considered an expert, even if we don't have any proof about the kameya, it's enough that the person himself is considered an expert. Deka nami diktani v'lo b'kameya she'enu min ha'mumcha. V'lo k'tani v'zan she'enu mumcha. It doesn't say the kameya is mumcha. It says that it's from an expert. Shmat mina, you can conclude from those words. What is the definition of a proven kameya? Kol sherepe v'shana v'shilish. If it had healed a person once, and then again, and then a third time. Echad kameya shel ksav, echad kameya shel ikarin. Whether it is a kameya that is done with words, or a kameya that's made of vegetable roots or something. Echad cholish v'sakana, echad cholish v'sakana. Whether it is a sick person who is who is like in danger, and even if a sick person is not in danger, v'lo she nichpa ella shelo yichafe. It's not where one has already fallen into like an epileptic fit. Even a person who's worried that he wears the amulet so he shouldn't get a disease and then have an epileptic fit, he's allowed to wear it on Shabbos. V'kosher umater afilu b'rishas harabim. He can tie and untie it even in public. Uvan shele kashren, as long as he doesn't tie it, samach alaf mabez, b'sher v'taba'as unto a bracelet or a ring, v'yetze bo b'rishas harabim, then go out with it in the public, mishamaris ayin, because that's due to the appearance of doing an aveir. It looks like he's wearing the amulet like as an ornament. V'altanya ezek mea mumcha, what's an expert? Mumcha, we learned a different thing, kosher rivish losh b'nei adam k'achar. Any amulet that healed three people at once. Lo kasha halam machui gavra halam machui kameya. The question is, are we proving the expertise of the person? If his amulets have healed three different people with different diseases, then we know he's an expert. But if you wonder that the amulet itself is effective, then it has to heal one person three times. It's obvious to me that if you have three amulets written for three people, and that he healed each and effectively healed each person three times, then the man who wrote it is obviously an expert, and the amulet is good. If you had three amulets for three people and it healed each one time, so then the man is proven to be an expert. But kameya lo esmeche, but you still don't know if that kameya itself is an expert, is considered a proven. Chad kameya lo tlasa gavre, if you have the same kameya to three different people, kameya esmeche gavre lo esmeche, then the amulet is proven as effective, but the person who wrote it is not necessarily considered an expert. Maybe he can't repeat that trick. Ba'i rif papa tlasa kameya lo chad gavre maho. But what would be if you have three amulets for one person? So what's the status, right, of the kameya? Kameya vade lo ismeche. The kameya is definitely not proven. Gavra ismeche, and the person. So the question is, gavra ismeche lo ismeche, is the man who wrote those three for the same person, is that enough to make him considered an expert? Kiamrino ha'asile. Do we say that since the amulet he wrote, lamaisa healed the guy? Oduma mazola dahai gavra hu dekama kabu kasva. Or do you say that it's just a mazel of that sick person who received, right, but a different person wouldn't be healed by it? Tenku, we don't know the answer to this question. Do amulets have any kedusha in them? So what is the practical difference? If the question is, do you save them from fire? Tashma, habrachos v'kameinach b'sheshmen osios u'mein yonos harbe shevetorah. In other words, amulets, even though they have letters of the Torah, of holy names, maybe, or whatever, and they have many things that many psukim in the Torah that are like related within them. You're not allowed to save them from a fire on Shabbos, and they burn wherever they are. Maybe it's in terms of burying them when you want to discard them. Tashma, if the name of Hashem was written, right, even on like the handle of a jug or on the leg of a bed, you have to cut it off and bury it. So maybe the question is, so obviously, in other words, obviously a kameya would have to be, whatever, would have to go to Geniza. What about to take them into the bathroom? My yesh ben kedusha v'asud. Do you say they're holy? Odeh ma'en ben kedusha v'shayu. Tashma, lo b'kameya b'zman she'en min ha'mumcha. Hamin ha'mumcha nafik. So you see that if it's from an expert, You could go out with it. V'yamid kamein yeshem mishum kedusha. Now, if you say kamein are holy, zim detzarech le'esekis, the guy's going to have to go to the bathroom on Shabbos. Also, suya arba amos rishonim, he's going to wind up carrying it for amos rishonim because he takes them off. He'll forget that he took them off and he's carrying it. Hachmayas kamein b'kamein shel ikarin. We're talking about a kamea that was made of herbal roots, right? Of vegetable roots or something, and therefore it has no kedusha. And that's the one. So Tanya, we said, wait a minute, you can go even with a written one on Shabbos. What are you talking about? Chol shesh sakana, a chola who's in danger. We said no. We said even if it's a chola, it was not in any sakana. Elokim demase, since it is heels, even if he holds it in his hand, you're really allowed to carry it too. Meaning, in terms of healing, it doesn't matter if it's hanging around your neck or if it's in your hand. They permitted you to go out with it on Shabbos, and it's not an issue. Samach Beis Amad Aleph Atani Rav Oshaya Omer. Wait a minute, Rav Oshaya said, "Uvad Shlo Echzena Biyadu Ve'Avena Amos Rishon." He said, "You can't put it in your hand and carry it in Rishon." Elohak Ma'atzkin Mechupa Or. Instead, we're talking about an amulet that's covered in leather, since the writing itself, right, is already covered up. So they could go into the bathroom with a person. Well, tefillin are also covered in leather. You have to first take your tefillin off before you go into a beis hakise. Also, mishum shin. That's because of the letter shin that comes out of the right that comes out of the box. Now, Rabbi, shin shel tefillin halachal moshe misina. That shin of tefillin is halachal moshe misina. Rabbi, dalit shel tefillin halachal moshe misina. The dalit that's made out of the straps is halachal moshe misina. Now, Rabbi, yud shel tefillin halachal moshe misina. The yud that is also made by the straps is a halacha lemosha misinai. V'lo b'shirion v'lo b'kazda l'magafayim. A person can't go out with a shirion, kazda, or magafayim. Shirion, zarda. Shirion is like a coat of armor, of mail of some kind. You know, like the armor stuff. Kasta, what is kasta? Amarav, sanvarta. It is a leather hat. That's like worn under a helmet or something, I guess. Magafayim, amarav, puzmake. Magafayim are some kind of leg covering, like leg warmers or leg socks or leg armor, says the Mishnah. Lo tetzish machat hanakuva. A woman shouldn't go out with a needle with a hole in it, or an eye in the needle, v'batashi yeshala chosam, nor the ring that has a seal on it, v'lo b'cholei ar, v'lo b'choveles, v'lo b'tzlochis shel palyaton. She shouldn't go out with a kuliar or a choveles, we're going to talk about what those are, or a like a flask of palyaton, which is balsam oil. If she did go out, she has to bring chatas. But they say no, koveles and a tzluchis palyaton would be potter, and we're going to find out more about why. Says the Gemara, the reverse is true with regard to a man, meaning a man who wears a ring with a seal in public is potter, but if he wears a ring without a seal, he's chayev. That would seem to be that Ula holds. Any object that is suitable for a man is not suitable for a woman. And the same, anything that's appropriate for a woman is not appropriate for a man. Shepherds can go out in sackcloth. We're not just shepherds. We'll call them really any person. We just mentioned shepherds because that's their type of thing to go out in. Ula holds that women are considered a people unto themselves. The difference between the way that women behave and men behave is so distinct. It's different than like just two different people in different businesses, where shepherds usually wear this, but anyone could. Women are more different than men than shepherds are to other professions. Abaye says, question. Hamotzei tefillin machnisan zugzug. A person who finds tefillin outside the city on Shabbos and he wants to save them, they're lost or something. So he's supposed to put them on and bring them into the city one pair at a time. Whether it's a man or woman, if you say women are mamash, are completely different people, so then this is considered a time-bound commandment. Women are potter from a time-bound commandment. So we say like this, Remeir holds that night is an appropriate time to put on tefillin, v'shabbos man tefillin, and Shabbos is the right time, v'zeh havalei mitzase shelo hazman groma. So it's not considered a time-bound commandment. V'chol mitzase shelo hazman groma, no shem chayavos, any... The women are obligated. Wait a minute, isn't it considered carrying in an unusual way? Meaning, we said a woman, so what's he asking about? He's talking about going out into public wearing a ring with a seal. So wearing something around your finger is not a normal way to do it. Revirmia, Beisha Gizbaris Askin. We're talking about a woman who is like a treasurer, right? The Gizbar is like a money manager, a treasurer. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Teiratzta Isha. Ish make lemim. Okay, you explained a woman. But what about a man who went out wearing a ring? Why should he be chayef?
A man who went out wearing a signet ring, right? A ring without a seal. So the woman's wearing one with a seal. The man wearing one without a seal, why would he be chayiv? Because that's still hotzah kila achayad. It's not like a ring. It's not carrying in the normal manner. Sometimes a person does give his wife a ring with a seal on it to take it to his house and put it into the safe. She'll wear it until she gets to the safe. Sometimes a woman gives her husband a ring to go bring it to the person, the jeweler to fix. And he keeps it on his hand until he gets there. You can't. Koliar and kovelas. My koliar. What is a koliar? Amarav machbanta. It's a pin that a woman uses to fasten the collar of her garment. Koveles, Amar Rav. Koveles, Rav said, is a chumrisa de filon. It's a bundle of filon, which is like nice-smelling herbs. He also said it's a bundle of nice-smelling herbs. A woman cannot go out on Shabbos with a bundle of, nice smelling herbs, and if she did go out, she's chayev chatas. That says Rav Meir. Chum amr lo seitzei. Chum says she shouldn't go out. Vim yatza petura. And if she did go out, she's petura. Rav Elazar amr yatza isha bekovelas lechatchila. A woman could go out with a bundle of these herbs lechatchila. But my kids, they go out. Rav Meir says masahu. Rav Meir says it's a burden. Rav Banan says tachshidhu. The Rabbanon hold it is a, it's like an ornament. V'dilma shalfa Umachavia, the Asalasu, but they're worried that she might take it off, show it to other people, and come to Kirillazasavamandakalamirme. Ishrechara. Who's going to wear these fragrant herbs? It's a woman who has bad body odor. Ishrechara Lashafam, a person who has bad body odor, is not going to take it off because then they're going to show other people that they smell. Velo Asya Lasuya, Arba Amos Rishrav, and therefore there's not going to be an issue that they're going to carry for Amos Rishrav. Valtani Rulazo Potabachavelas with Tzlucha Shalpalti, and we know that Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eliezer, in another place, says he potters a woman who goes on the Shabbos with a bundle of these herbs and the balsam oil. So what he, if he says potter, that means not lechatchila, it means potter avalaser. Lekasha. Ha ki kai ad Rabbi Meir. When he made this, when he said this, he was going under Meir. Hakikai ad Rabbanan. Hakikai ad Meir, dar mechayev chatas, amalei potter. If someone said you're chayev, he says, no, you're potter. When he's talking about the Rabbanan who said potter, he says, potter avalasar, so he adds that you're even mutter. But he does hold that it's mutter. Samach beis, amad beis, amayir meir, what's her meir, did tanya. And Brian says, lotez ishim vim mafteach, shabiyad. A woman should not go out with a key in her hand. Vim yatsas chayev, chatas, chayev, chatas, rabbi lazar, am potter. Rabbi lazar says, potter bechavelas, with lucha shel paliaton. He potters a woman going out with the herbs and the balsam oil. Kovelas mandachar shmei. So what is he answering? How is that an answer? Who mentioned anything about the bundle of herbs? It must be that there was more in this context. You also shouldn't go with that. Rameir also said that would be chayiv chatzos. Rav Elazar responds about that. That's when they have a good smell. When they don't have any perfume left in them, then she's not allowed to carry these different perfuming things. This means that a person who finds food that's less than a shear in a kli is obligated to ha'ein ba bosam kepachas mishir b'chli dami v'katani chayavas. So if you carry out amount of food that's less than the amount that makes you chayav on Shabbos, but it's in a vessel, you're still chayav. So in the situation where there's no perfume, wouldn't that be a case where there's like not even the minimum amount of food, and yet we're saying you're chayav? So Rashi Amar Alma Eim Elcha Potter Shani Hacha De Leise Lemam Masha Klal. In general, I would say that it's true. It's potter when there's less than that. Here it's different because here there's nothing at all in the vessel. And there's no substance at all because it's completely empty. You're chayv for carrying the vessel. V'resha shmanim yim shachu. So it says that in Pasuk and Amos, they anoint themselves with the chief ointments. Amr of Yehuda, Amr of Shmuel, ze paliaton. This like chief ointment is balsam oil. Masri of Yosef, Af al Paliton, Gazri Rehuda Mababa. Rehuda Mababa also made a decree against balsam oil. Zav Lahodula, but they didn't agree with him. Viam Risham Taino, if you say it's because they made the decree because of the pleasure. Am I Lahodula? So why didn't they agree with him? Why didn't they agree with him? So Amar Rabbi Abaye says, wait a minute, L'tamech, according to your reasoning, it says at the beginning of that pasuk, Hadrasiv Hashosim b'mizrkei yayin, those who drink wine in Mizrkei. Now what is that? Rav Ami Rav Asi, Chalamar Kenish Kenin, V'chad Amar Shemizarkin Kososehen Zet Lezet. Some say it means that they drink, they're like multi-spouted vessels, so many people can drink the wine at once. Others say, excuse me, they throw their cups at each other. They're just so joyous and raucous in their drinking. Hachinami da'aser, would you say that that's aser? Is there any such aser? He would come to the house of the Reish Galusa and they would drink out of this multi-spouted vessel. Nobody said anything to him that they shouldn't do it. He didn't tell them not to do it at what they did the Reish Galusa. I'll call me this by Tainuk Vissay Simcha Gazi Rabbanan. Now, Rabbanan said that when they have something that gives tremendous pleasure, and there's a lot of joy as well. So then they said you shouldn't do it because of the the pain of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. A person shouldn't be reveling like this. But if something brings great joy, but there's no simcha, or there's pleasure but no joy, then it is okay. And therefore, balsam oil brings pleasure, but it doesn't bring a person joy. Hashochan al mitzvah shein usur al ar so sum. So the pasuk says also in Amos, they lie on beds of shane, of tooth, of ivory, and sruchim al arsosam on their beds. Sruchim on their beds. Amar v'yasi v'chanina melamitshe mashtinin mayim b'fnei mitosan arum. And they would urinate before their beds while they were naked. So they did, made their beds disgusting. Megadah for Rabbi Yochi. So he cursed at that. He said that was ridiculous. Therefore, you're going to go to exile at the head of all the exiles, because a person stands up and urinates facing their bed, and yiglu b'rosh golem, they should go into. I mean, it's a very disgusting thing to do. But why should they get such an extreme punishment for such a thing? These people that eat and drink together, the dovkin mitosei and zubazu, they would then push their beds together, machlifin shasem zem zem, and they would swap wives with each other. Umasrichin arsosim b'shichem zem shenelhem, and they would make their bed disgusting with semen that didn't belong to them, and that's sruchim al mitosein. Three things bring a person to poverty. A person who urinates naked facing his bed. A person who doesn't take seriously washing their hands. And a person whose wife curses him to his face. A person who urinates naked in front of his bed. That is only said where he turns his face to face his bed and urinates towards Avalabroi. But if he's standing in front of his bed, but he urinates the other direction, there's no problem with that. Also, we say if he turns his face to bed, we only say is where he urinates on the ground. But if he urinates into a vessel, like a bedpan or something, there's no issue. A person who doesn't take seriously washing hands. That means a person who doesn't wash his hands at all. A person who washes them but not significant enough. We have no problem with washing them with like a small amount of water. The lav milsahi, but that's actually not so. It's not nothing. It's very important. I wash my hands with big handfuls of water, and they give me big handfuls of bracha. So in order to really get the great brachos, you should use a significant amount of water. A person whose wife curses him in front of him. This is where she curses him over her jewelry, meaning she's very upset that he's being cheap with her. But that's only true if he has the money and he won't do it. So a person who is so cheap on his wife that she winds up cursing him, he's responsible and he will be punished with poverty. But that's only true if he has the means and he's being cheap. If he's poor, then the fact that she gets upset about it is not his fault. Darsh Rav Reid Rav Eloi. Rava said in the name of Rav Eloi, Hashem says, because the daughters of Tzion are haughty. So, what would that mean? Shayim Mahalchas become as a kufa. They would walk with very upright, arrogant, strutting posture. V'telachna netuyos garon. That they would walk with their necks outstretched. It means, Shayim Mahalchas ekev betzad godel. They would walk with their heel, heel to toe. So people would notice them. Umisakros einayim, they would uh,
they would have like wandering eyes. To have a malian kuchla le'enayhu umiramzon. They would fill their eyes with eyeshadow, and they would, I guess, wink at people. Haloch v'tafuf. They were walking and like mincing as they went. Shaymahachos aruka b'tzad kitzara. They would walk, you know, a very tall woman next to a very short woman, so that the tall one would really stand out. Uviraglehan te'ach sana. With their feet, they would make like a tinkling sound. They would put myrrh and balsam in their shoes, and they would walk. And they would walk through the marketplaces. And when they would pass by young Jewish men, they would stamp on the ground and splash the perfume toward them. They would, you know, get their, they would insert Yetzahara into them like venom coming out of a viper. Like venom coming out of a viper. Ke'eres b'chos. My puranusei. What was their punishment for this behavior? Kedarsh Rabba Bar Ula. As Rabba Bar Ula taught, Vahaya Tachas Bosem Mak Yihyeh. Instead of a sweet smell, there will be a horrible stench. So what would that mean? Makom Shechogros Betiltzul Nasa Nekofim Nekofim. The place where they would put perfume became like decaying sores. Tachas Maaseh Mikshe Karcha. And instead of a sash, one second, I skipped a line. Tachas Chagura, that's instead of a sash, right? I'm like, what is a, instead of a, and then I'm like looking at the wrong thing. Okay, Nikfe, then they will have these bruises. Makom Shechogros Betziltzul Nasa Nekofim Nekofim, where they used to put their belt, they would be covered with all these bruises. Tachas Maase Miksha Karcha. Instead of like a really beautiful, well done hair, they will have bald patches or something. So Makom Shai Miskachos Manasa Krachim Karchim. The places where they would make themselves look beautiful and their hair became bald. Tachas Pasigil Machagores Suk. Instead of the Pasigil, which is a fine dress, beautiful dress, they'll be wearing sackcloth. Psachim Hamavin Degila, so the Psachim Pasigil is the Pesach Gila, the openings that would bring to this rejoicing. Gila Machor Sak. Those openings, those orifices would become a place for putting on sackcloth. Kitachas Yofi. Instead of beauty, Ki. So what's Ki? So the popular expression people like to say, this is something everyone always says, instead of beauty, a sore. So a kiva is a sore. Hashem will smite with a scab. That's sipeach. The head of the daughters of Tzion. They would get, leprosy. They would get some skin condition. Ksivacha v'sipach. Ksivacha v'sipach. Sapacha. Sipach is like a sapachas in the Torah. Hashem poshin ye'are. Hashem will lay naked their secret parts. Ravush mochan amar shenish pechu kekiton. One says that their innards would start pouring out, like a ketone, like a jug. That their orifices would be covered with hair as thick as a forest. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Anshe Yerushalayim, Anshe Shachatz. The people of Yerushalayim were behaving with arrogance. Adam Omer L'chaver, a person would say to his friend, Vasadat Hayom, what did you eat today? Bepas Amela, or Bepasha Eina Amela, with bread that was really worked hard, like kneaded really well, or not? Beyayin Gordele. Was it white wine, or b'yayin chardole, or with black wine? Samach gimel amadalf. B'meisav rachav, or b'meisav katzar, with a good, wide, like a wide, you know, couch, or a thin couch. B'chavar tov, b'chavar, with a good friend, or a bad friend. B'chizav achulam l'znus,
And all of these questions of what did they eat were euphemisms for different types of women. So, like, well-kneaded bread was a woman who was more experienced sexually. White wine is a lighter-looking woman, and dark would be a darker-looking woman. A wide couch would be a fat woman and a thin one, and so forth. And a good friend and a bad friend is means whether or not the woman was attractive. Amr Chava, Amr Yehuda, Atzi Yerushalayim shel kinamon hayu. The logs of Yerushalayim that they used to use for fuel were from a cinnamon tree. Ubishasha hayu masikin mehen. So when they would light them, Recha nodef b'chol Eretz Yisrael, the fragrance would smell all across Eretz Yisrael. Umishachar Yerushalayim nignazu. But once Yerushalayim was destroyed, these logs were buried. V'lishtar elikas se'oru. And all that was left, like a tiny bit of barley was left. Umishtakach begaza ditzim tsamoy malkasa. And it can be located, you can find it, in the treasury of Queen Tzimtzumai. Says the Mishnah. Lo yetze ha'ish, lo b'sayif, lo b'keshes, lo b'stris, lo b'alav, lo b'romach, v'im yatzachayiv chatas. A person cannot go out on Shabbos with a sword or a bow or a shield or in Allah or with a spear. If he went out with any of these weapons, he is chayiv to bring a carbon. Rebbe Elazar says, no, these are ornaments that, you know, looks chashiv. Chamer ve'en al gnai, there's nothing even, no, they're worse. They're not a tachshit because they're negative. Shnemer ve'chitzu charbosam le'itim, they'll crush their swords into plowshares. Ve'chanino seim lemaz meros, and their spears into things to prune. Ve'lisa go ve'cher v'lo yom ne'chamer, no one will lift, no nation will raise a sword against another nation, and they will not study war anymore. Biris, tahor ve'yotzin but b'shabbos. Biris is the garter to hold up the stockings, it's pure. And you can go out with it on Shabbos. Kavalim, these are ankle chains. Women could wear like these anklets, I guess. Tamei and Veinyazim on Shabbos, they can be tamei, and they cannot be carried on Shabbos. Mai be'Allah. What was the word Allah in the Mishnah? Kulfa. It's like a club. Rabbi Lazar Omer Tachshitin Hein Lo. Rabbi Lazar says these are implements of covet, you know, they look nice on a person. Tanya Rabbi Lazar, the Brisa says, they said to Rabbi Lazar, if they're so beautiful, why don't we have them in the times of Mashiach? Because they'll no longer be needed. Because at that time they won't be needed, but now that they're needed, they're considered tachshit. Why would they not be needed? Let them be lenoy be'alma. Let them just be something that people wear as jewelry. Shraga b'tiara. It will be like a candle in the daytime. Once a light is not needed, it really doesn't serve any beautiful purpose. Similarly, once there will be no more war, it will no longer be beautiful. It's only considered something beautiful to have a pretty sword or something, because swords are still necessary. Pliga de Shmuel, and this disagrees with Shmuel, because Shmuel said, ein bein olam hazeh l'moed Mashiach, el shuv b'galus b'vad. The only difference between this world and Moed Mashiach is the being subject to the Goyim, because it says the poor people will not stop from the land. So there will still be poor people. There will still be wars. Things are not going to change. This supports the Nevi'im only talking about the Matzim Mashiach. When it comes to Olam Abba, no eye has ever seen this with the exception of you, Hashem. So we have no idea what mean in Olam Abba, and it can't even be explained even in Nevuah. And some say that Rabbi Lazar actually said they won't be butl in the times of Mashiach. And that, in fact, would be so that version of the story supports Shmuel, and disagrees with Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Only Abai le Rav Dimi. Abai said to Rav Dimi, "Va'amri la le Rav Evya, va'amri la Rav Yosef le Rav Dimi, va'amri la le Rav Evya, va'amri la Abai le Rav." This is a question of who said this to whom. My time with Rabbi Lazar Damat Tachshit and Hinlo Dichsev Chagor Charba Chayyach Kibor Hodcha VeHadarecha. What's the reason, Rabbi Lazar? Because the pasuk says, take your sword upon your thigh, you mighty one, your glory and your splendor. When it says do that, it's really a euphemism for Torah. Yeah, but you can't take away the literal meaning too. So even though it's hinting to a more deep and sophisticated thing, clearly implied in that pasuk is that there is, you know, a noble look to a person who girds his sword for majesty and whatever. Amr of Kahana, Kadhavina Bar, Tamni Sreit Shinin, Vahava Gamina Leila Kuli Talmud. When I was 18 years old and had learned already the entire Talmud, Lahavi Yadana de Ain Mikyotin de Pshuta and Hashai, I still didn't know
that so I've known a lot. When I was 18 years old already, I knew the whole thing, the whole Talmud, and still I didn't know that ain mekriyot in Eshuto. My kamashalon to ligmar inish v'had lizmer. What do you see from here? He's teaching us by saying that a person should first learn a lot of stuff, and then later he'll start to understand the ideas behind it. Simon Zarus. That's Rav Elazar is the Zion, Reish Lakish is the Reish, and their students are Vav and Tuf. Those are the Amorim that explained it above. Okay, Amr Yirmi, Amr Elazar. Shnei Tami Lechamim, Hamachadin says, Abalach God Shbrocha Matzeich Lehem. Shnei Mar, Vehador Cha Tzalach. Al Tikre, Vehador Cha Ela Vechadodach. So two Torah scholars who sharpen each other in halacha, Hashem makes them successful, and that's learned out from the pasuk v'hadarcha tzalach. V'lo od elisha on the gedula. They not only will Hashem help them successful, but they'll become great. Shnei tzalach, rechav, yachal afilu shelo lishma. So they'll be successful, and they will be, you know, in prominence over people. What if this is not for God's for the right reasons? Tamalama aldvar emes. It has to be motivated by a desire to do the true thing. Yochel imhegis daito tamalama va'anava tzedek. You might think even if the person is arrogant about it, so you say no humility. Anava tzedek. It takes humility, and righteousness. But if they do this right, zochel the Torah shenit nebiyamin, they will get the Torah which is given with God's right hand. Shenemar v'sorcha no ra'o siminecha. Your right hand will teach you great things. Rinachem yitzok amar zochel nedvarim shenemar v'yamina shel Torah. They will merit things that are stated about the right hand of the Torah. Amar Rama bar Shila, Amar Rav Yosef bar Chama, Amar Sheshes. Ma'itzach sef orchem b'yamino. Long life is in its right hand. B'smal oshrachon. His left hand is wealth and honor. Ela b'yamino orchem ikka. Oshr v'chavad lekka. If in the right hand there's long days, but there's not oshr v'chavad. Ela l'mayminim, but means to people that go to the right. Orch yamim ikka. Kol shekein oshr v'chavad. A person who goes to the right, the correct side, so then they will have long life and certainly wealth and chavad l'masmilim. But the people that go to the left, in Torah. So maybe they don't have the right motivations or something. Osher v'chavod ikka, then they can still attain wealth and honor. Orchem v'lekka, but they won't have length of days. Rishim ben Lakish. Yirmiyah said that Rish Lakish said Shnei Tamid Chama Hanochen Zeh Lezeh B'Halacha. Two Tamid Chamim who are pleasant with each other in halacha. Gosh b'machshel Hashem listens to them. Shnei Az Nivri Hashem. Then when people who fear Hashem speak to each other, Hashem listens. Ein dibur el nachas, and speech means to be calm and to control something calmly. Shenemar Yad Ber Amim Tachteinu, as the pasuk says, Yad Ber, which is like to subdue nations underneath, to be in charge of. Ma'ir L'Choshvei Shema, what does the pasuk there mean that Hashem listens to those who are Choshvei Shema, who thought about His name or took seriously His name, considered His name important? Amar of Ami, Afilu Chishev Lasos Mitzvah, even a person considered trying to do a mitzvah, Venenav Lasos, and then it was out of his control. And so he couldn't do it. Something came up. So he gets full credit from the Torah as if he had actually done it. That's Choshvei Shemo. Amar of Chanina bar Idi Kol Oso Mitzvah Kimamar Ein Mevasu Oso Besos Ros. A person who does a mitzvah as it was instructed will never get any bad news. Shenemar Shomer Mitzvah Le'Yedavar. A person who guards a mitzvah will not know of anything bad. Amar Vasi V'Yitem of Chanina. Afilu Kadosh Baruch Hu goes a gezera Hu Mevatel. Even if Hashem makes a gezera, he will be able to undo that gezera. Shenemar. Asher Dvar Melech Shilton, Umi Yomar Lomata Sevis, Imanich Shomer Mitzvah Yedda Davar Ra. The Samichlaim, right after the Shomer Mitzvah Yedda Davar Ra. So even though, right, it indicates that, like, nobody can, the king has authority and who can stop it, you know who? The person who keeps a mitzvah, right, properly, so then he can undo the decree. Amar Hashem Lakish. Shnei Tamei Chama Akshivin Zel Zabalacha. Two Tamei Chama who listen carefully to each other in Halacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu Shmei LaKolon. Hashem listens to their voice. Shnei Tamei Shemes Baganim Chavrim Akshivin LaKolech Hashmi'ini. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim. V'im Ein Osin Ken. But let's say they don't do. Skamad Shein Tzalang Meisol. If they don't listen to each other, they cause the Shechina to leave the Jewish people. Brach Dodi Udmei. So V'gomer. Right? Run away, my beloved. Amar Rav Ami, Amar Rav Shimon Lakish. Shnei Tamei Chama Hamagan Lezeh Zeh Bahalacha. Kadosh Baruch Hu Ovan. Two Tamei Chamim who madgilim zeh zeh bahalacha. Sorry, who cause each other to make mistakes in halacha, cause each other to skip things. So Hashem still loves them completely. Shenemar v'diglo alai ava. Their mistakes are considered beloved to me. Amar Rav Avahu d'yadi tzursa d'shemaitza. That's when they know the basic, form of what they're learning,
and it's in the deeper things that they can have like a nuanced mistake. V'hud les lehu, rabba masa, l'migmarinei. And that's also only if they don't have someone greater in their town who they could learn from and correct them from their errors. So if they do, then they need to obviously be learning from that person. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Shimon Lakish, Golo Hamalava Yosem in a Osa Tzedakah. A person who lends another person's money is greater than a person who just gives them the money. Umatl Bekis Yosem Mikul. And a person who places money into a common account, it means he enters into a partnership. That's really the best thing of all. Because in both these cases, you avoid embarrassing somebody. Umber of giving someone charity straight up, it can really hurt their feelings. Umber of Abba, Umber Shemel, Lokashim, Tamachachim, Nokivinoter, Kenachash, Hu, Chagreel, Amasnecha. If a Torah scholar takes nekama, right, revenge, takes revenge, and holds a grudge like a snake, so then you should keep him close to yourself. You know, grab him, keep him close to you. Im Ama Aretzu, Chasid, Al Tadur Bishkunaso. And if an Ama Aretz is righteous, still don't go anywhere near him. Don't live near him. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. V'Amri Lo Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rish Lakish. V'Amri Lo Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. There's different people quoting Rish Lakish. Kol Amagad L'Kalav Rav Besoch Beso, Menei Chesed, Misoch Beso. Any person who raises like a bad dog in his house, prevents chesed from coming into his house. Shenemar, as it says, lamos mareyu meireyehu chesed, samach gimel amid beis. So it means literally the person that is like afflicted, kindness from his friend. So shekin b'lashin yavanish kamen lekelev lamos. In Greek, they call dogs lamas. Rav Yitzchak Amar, af porek mimenu yiras shamayim. Shenemar v'yiras shakai yazov. A person who has that evil dog in his house even gets himself, loses his yiras shamayim because the fear of Hashem will leave him. Hahi itza, there was a lady, da'ilala, who based a lemefa. So she was a pregnant woman who went to use the oven in a house to bake. Navach bakalva, and a scary dog barked at her. It's akar v'lada, and her fetus, she like miscarried the fetus. Amalei Marei Devesa Lo Tidchali. He said, don't be scared. Deshakli Nive Vishkilin Torpe. Don't be afraid of him because his teeth were taken out and he has no more claws. Amalei Shkila Tevusach Vishadia Achazive. She said, you know, take your favors and throw it to the Achizre, throw it to the thorns. Kfar Nod Valad, it's too late. The baby is already displaced and it can't survive. What does it mean? Rejoice, young man, when you're in your childhood. Let your heart make you happy in the days of your childhood. Walk whichever way your heart goes, but right, and follow your eyes. But know that for these things Hashem will judge you. So it says the Gemara, Ad kan divrei Yetzer. Until here is the words of the Yetzer Hara. Mikan ve'elav divrei Yetzer Tov. From then on are the words of the Yetzer Tov. So until the simple understanding is know that Hashem will judge you. Until there is the Yetzer Hara, and then know that Hashem will judge you is the Yetzer Tov talking. Rish Lakish Amar Adkan Livrei Torah. Until here we're talking about Torah. Kan Ve'elach Ma'isim Tovim. So Smach Bach Ve'elzecha means involve yourself in Torah and rejoice in the Torah. And then after that, but no, it's talking about to do good deeds. If you just learn and you don't do good deeds too, then you will be punished as well. Biris Tahara. The Mishnah says a garter is considered pure. Amar Yehuda, Biris Zu Etz Ada. This garter is a bracelet that's worn on the arm. Must be Yosef. Biris Tahara V'yatzah B'Shabbos V'ilu Etz Ada Tmeahi. So Rabbi Yosef asks the question. We know that a garter is pure and can go on Shabbos, but we know that a bracelet is tame. Hachi kamer biris tachas atzada omedes. What Rehuda was saying is that a garter on the leg is instead of a bracelet on the arm. I mean, it goes around to hold the stocking just like a bracelet goes around the arm. He's describing it, but it's different. Yosef Rabin for Rav Huna. Rav and Rav Huna came to Rav Yirmi. They were sitting before Rav Yirmi. Yosef Rav Yirmi became an amnim. Rav Yirmi was dozing off. Yosef Rabin kamer biris the achas kavalim b'shnayim. He said that a biris is worn on one leg and Kavalim, ankle chains, right? Ankle anklets are worn on both legs. Both of them are worn on both legs. Umatilin shaloshdan beinehem shalsheles beinehem venasu kavalim. And when she wears like the garters on both legs, they put a chain between them, and they become the same as like the ankle chains.
they become kelim. Mishashelish shebo mashi alamana. Does the chain that connects the two things make it into a kli? Achitim kirishim benachmini. Shmu benachmini. Amishu benachmini. Amar Yochanan minayin lemashmi akol bekli matchos shehu tame. How do we know that something that makes noise, if and it's metal, that it becomes tame? Shenema kol davar sheyafu beish. Anything that comes in fire. Afilu dibur b'mashma. Kol davar means even dibur. Bishlam hasamayin. Stand over there. It's needed for the voice, and meaning it makes a sound and it does an action. But here, what action does the chains do? Nami kavod ma'isa. Here they also have like a purposeful action. There was a family in Yerushalayim that they would take really big steps, and their hymens, their basulims, would fall out. So they had a problem. The girls would walk with like some kind of chain inside their legs that would limit shalipsay and gasos. They shouldn't take such large steps, and then their virginity hymens would not fall out. Itar behu Rabbi Yirmiyah. That conversation woke up Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar lo Yasher. And he said, correct. And so did Rabbi Yochanan say. Ki aser v'dimi Amar Yochanan minayin la'arig kol shehu shehu tamei mitzitz. From where do we know that any woven fabric of any size can become tamei? From the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, which is considered a kli despite its very, very small size. Amar Abai. Amar le'Abai. So Abai said, v'tzitz arigu? Wait a minute. Is the tzitz is woven? It wasn't woven. The tzitz came in tashas ahav. It was like a plate of gold. The rochav shteitz baos, and it was 2 fingers wide. Umukav me'ezen la'ozen, and it would stretch from ear to ear. Because of lebeshtei shitin, and it would run on 2 rows, yud and hay above lamala. The kodesh lamad lamata, and it would say kodesh, and then the letter lamid below, meaning sacred to Hashem. Amar Rabbi Elazar Yossi, ani re'isif b'romi. I saw it in Rome. The Kasavul of Kodesh Lashem. And it said on it, Kodesh Lashem, Beshita Achas, on one line. Kisalak Ravdimi Nada, Shalach Lahu. Ravdimi came to Nada, he sent the following message. Dvarim Shamati Lechem Tosem Biyadi. The statements I said to you regarding these woven fabrics were a mistake. Baram Kacham Mishim Riochon. But here is what they indeed said in the name of Riochon. Minayin L'Tachshe Kol Shehu Shehu Tamei Mitzetz. Where do we know that any small ornament could become tummy from the tzitz? Minayin la'arig kol shehu shehu tummy. Where do we know that any kind of woven thing can be tummy? Min obeged, from the word in the pasuk where it says, or a garment. Tanu rabbanan. Arig kol shehu tummy. V'tachshe kol shehu tummy. Arig v'tachshe kol shehu tummy. Musaf sak al habeged shetummy mishum arig. So they said, if it's woven of any size, it can become tummy, and if it's an ornament of any size, if it's half woven and half ornament of any size, it will become tummy. And a sack is also included as a garment because it's also part of arig. Amar Rava, arig kol shehu tummy me obeged. Arig of any size is tummy because of obeged. Tachshe kol shehu tummy me tzitz. We know that from the tzitz. Arig tachshe kol shehu tummy me kol klei maaseh. That you know from the language of the pasuk, which says kol klei maaseh. Amar lei hahu mirabana l'rava. Hahu b'midyan. Wait a minute, that's talking with regarding to Midyan. And there it's specifically referring to Tumas Mace. Amar the gomar klei klei mehasam. We learn klei klei from there. Samech dalet amud aleph. Musaf sakal beged shetomei mishum arig. Otu beged lav arig. Wait a minute, is because it's a clothing. What is a clothing not considered also because of woven fabric? Talki kama, here's what it means. Musaf sakal beged, a garment of sackcloth is added to garment. Avo bisha in arg, even though it isn't woven. Tamei lamai chaza amar yochanan shekain ani kolea shalosh nimin vitola b'tzavavito. Because a poor person can braid like these braids three of the goat hairs, which is what they made the sackcloth out of, and hangs it from their daughter's neck as an ornament. Tanu rabbanan sak eliyala sak. So sack. So I only know that a whole sack can become human. Now the Rabbah says, a kilkalei v'esa chabuk. How do I know also reins and a saddle band that goes under the horse's belly? So it says, Tamalama osak, or sack, which means even items that are similar to it. Yochel she'ani ma'aretz ha'chavalim v'esa meshichos. Maybe I should even include ropes or measuring cords. Tamalama sack. So
Just as sackcloth is spun and woven in some way, so too anything has to be spun and woven. Ropes and measuring cords are not made from spun threads. Masak tavui ve'orig avkol tavorig. So it's anything that's spun and woven will be fine. Otherwise not. Harehu omer b'meis. So now it's just talking about a term of a dead body. V'cholkli or v'chol ma'isa izim techato l'rabas hakil kalei ve'esachavak. That includes even reins and the band under the horse's belly, because it says anything's made of skins and the work of goats and the goat's hair. So yachol shani mar besachavolim v'etzamar shichos. So I might think that also there I would include ropes and some kind of cords. V'dinhu. And it would logically seem like this, that timei besheretz v'timei b'meis. If something is impure, anything that comes into contact with a sheretz, a creepy crawler, or something that comes with a dead body, ma kishtim besheretz lo timei ela tovu v'arik. Just like when it came into contact with a sheretz, it's only tamei if it was woven, right, or spun. Same thing, when it comes to dead body, it's only if it's woven or spun. So we say, is that true? I mean, the tuma of a creepy crawler is more lenient. I mean, the tuma of a dead body is even more stringent. That's why it says beged and or, to make a verbal link between these two. Because it says that by a sheretz, and it says by mace. Just like when it says by sheretz, ultime lo tov v'arg, there it's only because metame weaving and spinning. Af beged or ha'omer v'meis, ultime lo tov v'arg. So too, the same exact thing when it talks about a dead body, has the same properties. Uma beged or ha'omer v'meis, and just like the garment of leather that's talking about regarding a dead body, time kol ma'ase izim, so that would make tame anything that's from, like, you know, goat. More spun from goat's hair. So the same thing will be true the other way, that by a sheretz it will be metame kol maisa izim. I only know if it came specifically from goats. What if it comes from a horse tail? From a cow's tail? Osak or sack? So it's anything similar. Didn't you already tell me that was for reins and the saddle band? We only said that before we had the Gzeirah Shavah. So the Gzeirah Shavah, once we know that already from the Gzeirah Shavah, then those words are extra, and we can learn out horse tails and cow tails. I only know when it comes to a sheretz. What about from a corpse? It makes sense. If it's true about sheretz, it should certainly be true about a dead body, which is more severe. So I can understand. Are these similar? I mean, if we're talking about tuma that lasts until the night from a creepy animal, which is extensive, right? We'll add additional objects to it. Narbe betumas shiva shehi muetas. Are we going to say the same thing is true for a tumah that lasts 7 days, which is more limited? Tamalor beged or beged veor l'gzeir shava. Shenemar beged veor b'sheret dem beged veor b'meis. So we have gzeir shava. Beged and or, it says by both. Ma beged veor ha'amor b'sheret asa dover ha'ba miznav asos miznav apar k'maseh izim. Ma beged or ha'amor b'meis asa dover miznav asos miznav apar k'maseh izim. So it's not from logic. It's from a link from those words, gzeir shava. Umufna. And the words beged and or have to be free and available. They can't have been used for other drushes. Because if they're not free, then you can ask a question. What about a sheretz? Then it makes things impure, even in the size of an adasha, which is not true. A corpse, right? With the Thomas mace, you need a kezais. Lo ayei. If nuye mufne. So it says, yeah, indeed, they are mufne, they are available. Michdi, let's see. Sheretz ish kashikh vazara, dechsev ish asher tezimene shikh vazara. You know, sheretz is related to is put next to semen. It says any man from whom semen comes out. And a man who touches any sherets. What do I need those words beget and or regarding sherets? You see there, in order to make them available, and that way we're able to make this gzeirah shavah, but it's only open from one side. So this gzeirah shavah is only mufna mitzadechad, not all the words on both sides are mufna only. And they said, halach madam mufna mitzadechad lemeidivei meshivin. According to the mandam, it says, once it's mufna mitzadechad, then you can learn from it and you can ask any logical questions on it. It's no longer illogical, fine. And the mandam lemeidivei meshivin, someone says that if it's mufna mitzadechad, you can learn it, but it has to make logical sense, Michael. What are you saying? Demes nami afnei mufna, we can find, the truth is that by mes, it's also available. Michti mes. Iskesh l'shich vazara. A dead is also compared to Shechva Zera. Tichsev, and Ogeh B'chol Tamei Nefesh, or Ish Asher Teitzim in Shechva Zera. Says one pasuk mentions both of those ideas. Shechva Zera, it says by semen, B'chol Beged B'chol Or, Beged V'Or, Duchas Rechmona B'meis Lamali. What do I need the word Beged and Or in the context of the dead body then? Shmamina Lafnei, it's in order to leave it open. V'nikrav, V'nakrev, Es Korban Hashem. Ish Asher Matzah Klizahav, Etzadav, Etzamid, Tabas, Ogil, V'chumas. We brought an offering before Hashem jewels, gold chains, bracelets, rings, an ogil and a kumas. Ogil zedvus shel dadin. An ogil is a mold in the shape of a woman's breast, and they wore them as an ornament. Kumas zedvus shel beis arechem. Kumas is a mold in the shape of the womb, and it was worn also as an ornament. Amar Rav Yosef ihachi. Hainu de mitargamin and machuk. If so, that's what we translate kumas into Aramaic as machuk, meaning davar hamevi li de gichuch. It's something that brings a person to gichuch, which Rashi says means late sonus. So it's something that brings a person to like frivolous joking. I can actually see that from the pasuk already. Kumas is an acronym for Kan Mekom Zima. This is the place of lewdness. Moshe got upset at the officers. So Moshe said to the Jewish people, did you go back to your original sinful behavior where you sinned with the people? He said, we didn't lose one man spiritually. We're completely complete spiritually. So then, why do you need a kapara? They brought these things as a kapara. Just because we didn't actually sin sexually doesn't mean we didn't have inappropriate thoughts. Miyad v'nik v'na crave es korban Hashem. At that moment, they brought an offering before Hashem. Why do the people of the generation require kapara? Because samach dalat amud beis shazanu enem in ha'er, because they nourished their eyes from sexual immorality. Why did we list outer garments like a bracelet with inner ornaments like the kumas to tell you? Anybody who looks at the pinky finger of a woman, anybody who stares at that for pleasure, is considered as if he stared at her naked genitalia, just as bad. Says the Mishnah, Yotze Isha Bechute Seir Bein Mishala Bein Mishal Chaverta Bein Mishal Behema. A woman can go out with pieces of hair that she put on her head, whether her own hair that she made into a wig, or they're from the hair of another person, or they're from the hair of an animal. Ubitotefes, she can go out with something called a totefes, ubisarbitin, or sarbitin, bisman shehein tfurin, when they are sewn. And they will not fall. But kavul, she can go out with this woolen cap, upeanachas lechatzer, or a wig into the courtyard. Bisman shebeozna, also when in her, with a cloth that's in her ear, bimoch shebeozna, with a piece of cotton or something, a piece of cloth that's in her ear, bimoch shebeozna, or one in her shoe, ubimoch shehiskina linidasa, or with a cloth that she's put as a feminine napkin for her nida. Bipil Pel ubegalgal melach. She can go out with a pepper or the grain of salt or anything. Anything that's put in her mouth. As long as she does not put these objects in her mouth for the first time on Shabbos, and if they fell out, she can't replace it with a new one. Shane toseves. Shane shel zahav. Rabbi Matar Chomer said a false tooth, right? A gold tooth. Rabbi Yehuda says you can go out with it. Rabbanan say you could not. Mitzricha. This whole thing is necessary.
If you only tarnish regarding her own hair, I would say it's not disgusting. I've read to the mother, same alone. But maybe the hair of another person, which is like a different color from hers or something, and it's like maybe she's going to be embarrassed. So you might say she shouldn't go out and she's going to take it off. No. If I say that she can wear her friend's one, Debas Minahu, I might think, okay, it's a friend who has a similar type of hair. Avodah Behema, Lab Bar Minahu, it's not like her, even her own species. And therefore, maybe she's going to take it off because she'll find it like that looks foolish. So you might think, right? You might think she would be allowed to wear it. Therefore, we had to mention that too. Tana, Ubavach, Lotetze, Yalda, Bishal's a canvas, a canvas, Yalda, but it's taught that in a Tosefta that a young girl can't go out with the hair of an old lady, and an old lady can't go out with the hair of a young girl. Bishlam is a canvas, Yalda, and an old lady with a young woman's hair. Shevachila, I understand why she would do it. She looks better. She's making herself younger. Yalda, Bishal's a canvas, my. Why can't a young woman go out with an old lady's wig? Genaihula. It's embarrassing to her. I did a ton of zakena, Bishal Yalda, Tanami Yalda, Bishal Zakena. So it's a very unlikely, like, why is she, what is a young lady going to wear an old lady wig? So, you know, just once we mentioned an old lady one with a young one, so we mentioned the other one too. But you're right, it's not going to happen. No normal person's going to do it. Wearing a woolen cap or a wig in the courtyard. Anything that they said that you can't go out into public with, you can't even go out into your court. Or what's because with the exception of a cap or a wig. Rabbi Anane bar Sason Mishmedi Rishmal Amar Hakol Kikavul. He said all ornaments have the same status as a kavul woolen cap, and you're allowed to wear them into the courtyard. Knan be kavul uvehanachas lechatzer. We learned in the Mishnah that with a woolen cap or a wig, you can go into the courtyard. Bishlam Rav Necha. So we have a question. Why only mention those? Who is he quoting this on? He's quoting Rishmael Bar Yossi, who's a Tana, and he's a Tana, and therefore he disputes the Mishnah, so it's a different opinion. Virav, Maishna Hani, and Rav, what's different about these? I'm really looking at this guy, she shouldn't become unappealing to her husband. Kidatanya, Vihadava Bini Dasa, the woman who is sick in her Nida, Zakanim. So in the old days, people should say the woman shouldn't put on eyeshadow and she shouldn't wear you know, makeup and wear herself beautiful clothing. Until Rekiva came and came, Ata Megana al Baila. Then you're making her less appealing to her husband. Venim Sabal Magarshan, eventually they're gonna get divorced. What does it mean when he does it to hey, Acha Tabamai? I mean she should stay in her nida until she comes to water. Not that she should make herself unappealing. Avihuda Amarav, Kol Makam Shasu Khamine Maris Ha'ayin. Any place where Chum said you can't do something because of Maris Ayin, because it looks prohibited. So then, they did not distinguish, even if you're behind closed doors, and behind other closed doors, it's still Aser. It's none. Veloba Zug, Afisha Pakuk. Okay, now the Gemara has a question. Wait a minute, we learned that an animal belonging to a Jew cannot go out on Shabbos with the bell around its neck, even though it's plugged up, makes no sound. You can plug the bell on an animal's neck and walk around in the chutzah. So apparently they held this that the issue that was an issue of doing it in public was permitted in the chatzer. Tanoihi. So it says, this is actually a machlokas tanoim. Did Tanya, as they learned in a brisa.